Shara, this is Tyon, host of the Cavern Today. It's the Christmas season, and Cavern Communications Network is proud to present our musical program, A Cavern Christmas Carol. This adaptation of the original work by Charles Dickens was created especially for the Cavern community. The script is by Ruby Odegee and Moog, film illustration is by Vera Loon, acting is courtesy of the Cavern Players, music is by LCC from the Huru Project Shard, Mateus, and Scott Tinsley. So now sit back with a cup of tea or hot chocolate and enjoy this greeting card to our beloved Cavern.
Food out of you pots, but Warm would be nice for a change.
I'm not here to deliver food, Mr. Polt. I have an issuance that requires your signature.
I dare say Womanet will not sign anything I haven't read.
I can't leave these premises until you sign the issuance, Mr. Polt. And it appears to me that you have a wood-burning fire. You're not supposed to have one here in the cavern. It could cause carbon monoxide as fuel.
What is your name? I know I've heard that annoying voice before.
My name is Madge Cratchit. And if you would kindly sign the papers, I can get home early. It's Christmas Eve, you know.
Pots don't celebrate Christmas, you ridiculous creature. A Christmas humbug, that's what it is.
Sign, please.
I will not. I remember you. You've called her several times through that scope there. How the devil do you get it to ring, nitwit?
The admins say you're a surly old Abby who won't let the memories of your highfalutin prologue days go by. They asked me to come here with these papers. I get paid by the issuances I serve.
Oh, you do, do you? Well, I'm not signing, but if you need money, I could make you some dunny money.
Dunny money requires a special converter. I don't have one.
Unfortunate, my dear. But I choose to do nothing about your situation. I suggest you leave now, if you know what is best for you.
It won't matter, Mr. Polk. Our administrators will delete your forum post whenever you make them.
Well, move into the Nexus soon. Have his group come and go around me, taking a piece of my sanity with them as they link in and out. What was that you want this laid out, Mr. Magistrate?
We can help with our local charities. This year, I am here to solicit support for Huru Projects and Tapestry University.
Oh, now that is rich. I've been kicked off the forum, but you want me to support causes I will never see. Are you out of your mystical mind?
It may be that I am, sir, but I think your aptitude for imagining the future has turned cold like your heart.
Bah! Humbug! No! Get out! Get out, I say! I must get some sleep so I can successfully count my dunny money when this fog blows.
Get up. I have information I'd like to discuss with you.
Yeah, set me up. It's not that same old thing about the mapping tools. It's already been scooped. Go away. Exhausted I am, counting all my dirty money.
Short-term memory loss, I suspect. It goes with your old Abbey code. It's me, Steve Crocs, your old partner and heat buddy.
Crocs has been absent from the forums for months. We parted on less than favorable terms. You can't be Crocs. The last time I saw you, you were still hunting markers. A total waste of time. You two grumbled about the lack of new content, and you got detoured chasing markers. You thought I'd miss those mad posts, didn't you?
Let bygones be bygones. We'll suffer my fate. Look at me, covered in chains, forever drifting through the Starfisher when I'm not working to clean up the mess around here. I've spent many a night in maintainer cells, which are cold and dank.
Maintainer cells? Those haven't been full operable for months. You aren't Crocs, and I'm asking you to leave now.
I will leave, and be happy to do so. No worries is what I always say, but all the cheating at the heat table caught up with me. The macros and the hacking have just done me in. I figure I'd better warn you, sir, before you end up chained to a Kaddish pillar.
Pillar? You keep talking about the caverns, though you can really get there like we used to do. bumping all those other abbeys off the shard as we pleased. Now those were the good old days, my man.
Then you do believe I'm Mr. Crocs?
Who didn't say that now? I said you look a little like Crocs, and you certainly talk like Crocs. But I ain't so sure you are Crocs.
Listen, you old abbey. You will be visited tonight by three spirits. You'd best listen to them. You and I made some desperate actions, and the outcomes are coming back to haunt me. I share them with you here for your own good. I wish I could stay and play an entire game of League with you, but duty calls me. Tonight, I'm a street sweep and cone replacement. It always starts out to be fun, but after about 50 cones, my kicking legs pretty much go. Best of luck with the learning something. Me, I'm still learning the hard way.
Well, that was all I need. A visit from Crocs. I thought he was working at a podcast station someplace. Goes to show you, you can't believe the media these days.
Half-dead and snoring, something no Abby's ears should ever have to hear.
No, can't your spirits let me sleep in peace? What was this, some kind of hide-and-seek game? Sardines, perhaps? You Abby's always playing sardines. Mindless nonsense.
No, sir, Mr. Polt. I am Miles, the ghost of Christmas past.
Christmas past? I have no past I care to remember. When the prologue ended, the grand experiment, I put away my memories and started counting dunny money. I have piles of the stuff.
I am sure you do, Sir Polt, but I need you to come with me. A visit to your past will help you take control of your future.
Oh, believe me, I know who is in control, my young Abby. And it's not you. So it must be me.
You do remember this place, do you not?
No, not really. I never bothered to get my waterfall. I couldn't jump to the Yusha page on Kaidish. Never really thought it was all that important.
I don't suppose you would, but it's lovely to look at, isn't it? And the islands. I do love to use the islands in any design I'm working on.
Design? What are you talking about? How do your spirits seem to think I can read your scatterbrained minds, full of C++ and Mike knows what other rubbish?
It isn't for me to show you that, but I'm here to show you this.
Why don't they see me? Waving my famous prologue wave, and they don't even see me. My friends and my not-so-friends.
Because this took place in the past, and it's seldom we see our past clearly enough to learn from it. Isn't that right?
What am I supposed to see? A number of good abbeys having fun dancing and clapping? Who was that in the middle of the fountain?
It's you, Polt. A couple of years back, a little less grey and a little less bulge. But nevertheless, it's you. You do look rather happy.
I was. That chap does look like me. I started a guild of the pompous. Well, we already had 11 members, and I plan to cut it off at 12.
Really? What does the Guild of Pompous do?
Well, primarily it, agendas. Sets agendas is what it does. It distributes leaflets about membership. Then when an Avi asked to join, we, of course, said, not hardly.
Exclusive, then. Not inclusive.
Yes, right. It, hoped to keep out the riffraff. And it increased interest in membership.
That's hard to believe. But if you say so, it must be true. This is your past, Mr. Polt, not mine.
Yes, it is, and I will gladly have you return me to my chambers. I am growing really weary of this. I have a schedule to maintain tomorrow, plans to keep.
I am sure you do, and will. But before we go back, I need you to come by the egg room.
Why?
That is where you held your breath and said how beautiful the view from the egg room was. You waited a long while to see it, and accomplished many tasks. And when you finally saw it, you were thrilled.
Well, I was, but not long after that, the old affair was over. Christmas present, Mr. Miles, whatever your name is. I demand you take me back to the Baron's office.
All right. Let's go by the heek table. Your favorite place to hang out, was it not, Mr. Polt?
It was. Mr. Crocs and I could pull some fast ones there. Hey, what a glorious time we had, setting Avies up for the fall. Who is that?
That is Tiny Tyon. Do you not remember him?
I do.
I think if we stop and listen for a minute, we may just hear him in conversation.
Does anyone want to play a game of Heek with me here?
I will, Tyon, but you'll have to teach me how.
I will, Tyon, but you have to teach me how to win.
I'll be happy to teach you Heek, Dirk.
Tonight you will be amused with the prospect of teaching me, but we all know what you really want is to play Heek with me and Crocs. To use your best new strategies. And you never get the chance to do that, do you? Hey, did my friends ever tell you that you were still in the running for being admitted to the Guild of the Pompous?
Tonight you will be amused, but we all know what you really want to do is play Heek with Polt and Crocs. Hey, did they ever admit you to the Guild of Pompous? If they let you in the guild, you could play. Do you think it's intentional? He may not want to play with you, I think
no,
he fears losing.
I never really wanted to join that guild. But they kept asking me, and finally I said yes. When I did that, they put me on a terminal waiting list.
Sheesh, that's strange.
Yeah, well, Polt is strange. But he could play Heek. That was one Heek-playing guy.
I don't know what the problem is. He likes me. That's easy to see.
I guess you can call it that. I suggest Defrag. It may help you to see what I just saw. I am not sure you could have called him a friend.
Take me back. I demand you take me home.
Home? Sure, whatever you say, sir.
Figured out by now, you've allowed yourself to be left out.
Oh no, not another one. Another spirit. And where from this time? Time zone, please.
You never saw time zone, Polt.
How left out?
You must have been so busy keeping Avis like Tiny Tyon out of your exclusive guild, you forgot to check the forum post that counted. While you've been counting money, explorers have been returning to the cavern.
Yes, sir. Sure they have. I have a splitting headache. I'm half asleep, nearly not awake. Please leave me while I am still my charming self.
Of course, are you? But it's time to party. Let's try the pub first.
Oh, we are what to the pub?
Yes, Bolt. And these explorers can't see us either, but it's a current time. I'm the ghost of Christmas present. Come in now and be a better man.
That explains much, I suppose.
It's the ladies' garden club planning the next meeting. A couple of months ago, the cavern was alive with competition. The new Olympics were held here. The winners took home actual medals. Much goes on here. Maybe your guild is still meeting.
I doubt that. I looked through the Nexus during a visit from Christmas past, and I saw no such neighborhood made.
Maybe it's less exclusive nowadays in the Carven. Maybe it's the name Guild of the Pampas.
Yes, it has a ring of authority, doesn't it?
I think not so. It has a ring, but...
Hell, look, there is Tony Tyon. I wanted to ask him again to join my guild.
He's already a guild leader, Mr. Polt. He's the leader of the Heat Guild. They hold tournaments in the Carven.
In the Hood?
Yes, the Heat Hood. Let's go there.
No, I want to go home.
No, but he remembers you. You've made a lasting impression for him. There, it's in V major.
He doesn't see me?
Yes, it says, well, let's listen. He's talking about you now.
Really? How lovely.
Yeah, I knew the old geezer. He asked me to join his guild.
Did you?
I told him I would, but he put me on a waiting list.
Was it a long waiting list?
No, but he wanted it to look like there was. So he told everyone the Heek player Tiny Tyon was still waiting to get in.
That's not good.
I decided when I created a guild, anyone with an interest could join, and I hung that plaque up there in his honor. The plaque says, Pult Pult, friends of former members of the Guild of Pompous, are permanently waiting to join the Until Uru Heek Guild.
Yes, let me see. The sign says...
He will just be waiting and waiting and waiting. He's a stubborn old coot. I don't know whether he would sign or not.
Well, I'm Holt's niece, and the old geezer is strictly living in his delusional past. He sits up there in the fish tank room looking out the window and counting his dunny money. He is incapable of knowing where to look for a good time and pleasant fellowship. I would love to see him act like a responsible abbey, to contribute to his community and to repent for his past misdeeds. I don't think it's likely, though.
Oh, that's not good. Does the young man know that without competition from the best 8 players, his club membership will wither on the vine? No one will be interested in watching the games. I suppose it's his loss. How could anyone be so impudent? As for the assurance, I will sign it if you all would just let me alone to return to the surface, if need be to a long sleep. I always liked the cleft.
Oh, sing a song of Bethlehem, of shepherds watching there, and of the news that came to them from angels in the air. The light that shone on Bethlehem heals all the world today. Of Jesus' birth and peace on earth, the angels sing always. Oh, sing a song of Nazareth, of sunny
days of joy. Oh, sea of fragrant flowers' breath, and of the sinless joy. For now the flowers on Nazareth in every heart they grow. Now spreads the fame of his dear name on all the winds that blow. Oh, sing a song of Galilee, of lake and woods and hill, of him who walked upon the sea and made the waves be still. For the light waves on Galilee dark seas of trouble roll. When faith has heard the Master's word, falls peace upon the soul. Oh, sing a song of Calvary, its glory and dismay, of him who hung upon the tree and took our sins away. For he who died on Calvary is risen from the grave, and Christ our Lord by heaven adored is mighty now to save.
The cleft you shall have, is the place where you start and finish, and most always alone.
Holt, I am concerned you are not fully wakened, and you need to be fully engaged for this final journey for the evening.
No, not again. Appears to me it's morning, voice. Will you show yourself?
I am not here at all. I am the remote voice of your good sense. Do you remember you once had good sense, Mr. Holt?
I wouldn't be having it now if it weren't 3 a.m. in the morning, voice. Will you not reveal yourself?
I am there.
That is you, the black-clothed spirit I see before me?
No, you silly old man. I told you I am the voice of your good sense. The spirit you see before you is the ghost of Christmas past.
He has no ability to speak for himself.
I have no idea. He's not speaking now.
Will you speak for him?
I speak for you without the clutter. The future as you really see it.
Are we in the cleft?
We are.
Well, that is the starting point for many explorers to Uru.
Yes, Polt. And the leaving point for others.
I never left.
Manner of speaking, you did.
How so?
Do you remember a young man, Tiny Tion?
No.
I think you do. along with a number of other Heek players who worked hard to please you.
Yes, I think you requested membership into the Guild of Pompous Heeksters.
Or you set him up to request membership.
Are we linking?
Yes, the spirit is taking us to Gary Sen.
Why there?
The pinnacle jump.
Yeah, yes, I remember it well. The JPH would come out here together to meet from time to time.
To make the leap?
Oh, yes. And then we would meet in the conference room.
As would befit a guild of your caliber.
Yes, indeed.
Why did you not meet in the hood where you could play Heek?
It wasn't about Heek.
No, it wasn't. It was about membership in the guild, and here with yourselves you could decide who would be included and who would not.
Yes, but we only admitted winners.
With the exception of Tiny Tyon, he was a winner.
I did not care for the lad.
But you strung him along, always letting him think he would be the 12th and last member of the guild.
I did no such thing. The entire guild met, and we decided here in this room who we included and excluded.
Really?
What is the spirit doing now?
He's climbing the maintainer wall.
What on earth for? Am I supposed to be learning something from this ridiculous nightmare?
No, he just likes to climb the wall. He has no agenda, no agenda at all.
No agenda? Sounds like a waste of time to me.
I'm sure it does.
So where are we going now?
Hood.
With the spirit?
He will be there.
Heek again?
Yes, but you will notice no one you know.
Well, where is Crocs and Tiny Tyon? This is the hood where we played, is it not?
Tis.
I demand to know where they are, my two Heek friends.
Crocs has gone to there, looking for a mark, I suppose.
And Tyon?
He is just gone.
Hell, but he started a guild. I saw that he did earlier this awful morning.
Yes, but he grew weary of determining who was worthy of joining the guild and who was not worthy, and he lost members.
So, he just up and quit?
No, he thought about it for a long while, when Heeksmanship was the only criteria for joining the group.
Well, let me look closer. I see my name on the imager. I'm finally in? Why does my name have a line through it? Good grief, the young man has crossed me off his list of players.
Yes. The last thing he did before he left for the surface. You were permanently waiting. Now you are permanently out. Just in case you ever returned. It is indelible, unerasable, so don't bother to try.
But his mother only in her maiden bliss worshipped the beloved with a kiss. What can I give him, poor as I am?
Cruel. My key is stuck, and I can't remove the image. Take me away from this place, dear spirit. I must amend my ways. I have no interest in a future like this. Beautiful morning.
Hey, Polt. No, you're singing the song from the wrong.
Yes, right. Well, it is a gorgeous day, and I need to make some calls. It's Christmas Day. I haven't missed it at all. The spirits have come all in one night. They can do anything they want. Of course they can. Hey, you out there. Have you with the chocolate?
Yes, sir, Mr. Polt.
I want to purchase all you have and have it sent to the Toys Guild of Easters. Someone over from the cavern today with a sky blimp. I need to take a ride into town.
Yes, sure.
You there with Shroomy? Intelligent lad, yes, a remarkable Abby. Hey, do you know if the Teledon fish shop is sold at price, Shroomy?
No, but the Shroomy's not for eating, Mr. Poltz. Good heavens, no, I couldn't let you...
You are all wrong. I'm going to adopt that old fish. Make him a pet, and let all the children of you come and visit. Yes, and the first guest. Well, I'm on my way to meet him and make amends. Mr. Magistrate, I would like to apologize for me lack of vision last evening, and plan to fully support all the new projects in you, including this podcast being produced by my old friend Crocs, and his impetuous but, nonetheless, perky friends.
You will? The university and the projects and the Olympics and the parades?
Oh, yes, everything. I will be right here waiting with my stack of dunny bills. Those bills pile up, you know, and I really have no other suitable use for them.
Good. I will let the city fathers and mothers know right away, man, and cheerio. Happy Christmas and a wonderful new year to you, Mr. Polt.
Are you all right, sir?
Yes, fine today, a great day. I'm going to Ndhiluru, and there are Avis there, and the Heeksters, and...
No crib or a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay, and the little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from above, and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh.
Maker bless us, everyone.
Merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year from Lissa, your faithful desk reporter and weather girl, and from the Guild of Artists.
Jahora all, this is Dark UK from Manchester, England, wishing everybody above and below a Merry Christmas and a very happy New Year.
Hey everyone, this is Miles from the Cavern today, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous 2006. Best wishes, goodbye.
Hello, this is Sam from Toulouse in France. I wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And to all our French-speaking listeners, un joyeux Noël et une bonne année. And if by any chance Santa Claus brings you too many chocolates, don't worry, I will help you eat them.
This is Donahue from Greenville, South Carolina, wishing all our listeners a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Vera Lund from the Netherlands. I wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy 2006. For our listeners in the Netherlands, now in the Dutch language. Voor iedereen een heel fijne kerstdagen en een gelukkig 2006 toegewenst. Shura Bishin.
Hi, this is Moan from St. Charles, Missouri, USA. May the magic of Christmas be yours this season. Best wishes to all of our listeners, and here's looking forward to many more great episodes of The Cavern today in 2006. Shura.
The boss and I in Canada wish you all the very best of this holiday season and also a happy and prosperous New Year. Thank you all for making our lives that little bit better this past year of Ndhiluru, from Rob Wong as old man, as magistrate, and Chris Wong as the boss. We'll get there.
Hi, Gavan. This is Ken Telenome of Chicago, Illinois, USA, wishing every explorer and mist fan out there a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and a chance to look at the stars.
Ruby O'Degee and Andy,
the voice of Madge Millicotti,
from Jacksonville, Florida, wishing all our CCN listeners a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Dag along the shores of Lake Erie, wishing everyone along the shores of Kavir and Agira a Happy Christmas and a very fun and exciting 2006.
Shada. This is Stella Floor from England, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas.
Hi, everyone. This is Supergram. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish each and every one of you from my family and I to you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a happy and healthy New Year.
This is Altyd Warper from the Netherlands. I wish all of you around the world a Merry Christmas and a peaceful and happy 2006. And now for the listeners from the north of the Netherlands in the Friesian language. En nou speciaal voor alle meisjes uit Friesland, ik wens je een hele noffelijke kerstdagen en een vredig en lokkig 2006.
This is Matthias in the UK, wishing everyone in Aru and all the listeners of the Caverns Communications Network and of course all those at Cyan a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Shura, everyone.
everyone. This is Tyon of Washington, USA, saying Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Steve Crocs, wishing all our listeners a Happy New Year and a good Christmas.
Hello, everyone. This is LCC from the Huru Project Chart, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
State of Illinois in the USA. This is SJ, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and the happiest of New Years.
Shura te, hur tantiochtni, gamazo tantioch reuru. Oenazo shemti besek erth bejaok, re yarok remalaok, re kesutan ram, erth har ram gashorat, me gan.
And from all of us at the Cavern today, Cavern Communications Network and the Shortwave, for this Christmas season and for all the years to come, may the pinnacles rise up to meet you. May the glow bugs be always at your back. May the sunshine reflect off every Yisha page you could not see. May the rain fall on your relta only when you desire rain. And until we meet again, may you be blessed with many good fortune wherever you settle. Shora Bashem.
Thank you for listening to our special Christmas program. If you would like more information about how to get involved with the Cavern Players, the Cavern Today, or Cavern Communications Network, please go to our website at www.thecaverntoday.com and click on the Form tab. Today's production and Until Uru Fan presentation was produced by Ruby Odegee with accompanying video illustration produced by Vera Loon and Ruby Odegee. Script was by Ruby Odegee and Mohawk. Singers and musicians were Scott Tinsley, Alti Warber, Mohawk's Quartet, Ruby Odegee, and Lissa, with musical clips by LCC and Mateus. Actors were Mohawk as Mr. Polt, Tyon as Tiny Tyon, Steve Crocs as Mr. Crocs, Andy as Millicuddy Cratchit, Old Man as Uru's Magistrate, Miles as Ghost of Christmas Past, Zam as Ghost of Christmas Present, Stella Flora as Offstage Director and Ghost of Prologue Past, Come Back to Haunt Polt's Future, Moiety Jean as Voice of Polt's Good Sense, Darkook as Heek Player, and Shroomy Kid, Vruloon as Heek Player, Lissa as Polt's Niece. Merry Christmas greeters were Lissa from USA, Miles from South Africa, Alti Warber from the Netherlands, Vera Loon from the Netherlands, Darkook from the United Kingdom, Stella Flora from the United Kingdom, Steve Crocs from the United Kingdom, Supergram from the USA, Tyon from the USA, Moog from the USA, Andy and Ruby Odegee from the USA, Old Man from Canada, Zam from France, LCC from the USA, Deg from the USA, Ken Telenome from the USA, Donahue from the USA, SJ from the USA, and Gadrin from Dunny and the USA. Filming actors were Drachmith, Marin, Zam, Ruby Odegee, Andy, JWPJ, Stella Flora, Miles, Steve Crocs, and Alti Warber. The Cavern Today, the Cavern Players Troupe, and the Shortwave all are CCN productions and Until Uru Fan presentations. This is Tyon, signing off.